Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for your responses. We've got more. We're going to talk about them in just a moment. 877-8-MY-TAKE is how you can get in touch with us. But it's Friday, so movies. The way we do the movies on The Takeaway is to offer you the only, the exclusive mother of all movie trailers. And that means all the movies that are coming out this weekend we have in one comprehensive trailer produced by our own Jim Colgan.
Tom has his girlfriends.
You've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Tom has his guy friends.
They say the best weapon is one you never have to fire.
But he only has one best friend.
You don't tell me bears they are hiding, then I have no choice but to shoot you and your cat.
I'm working on something big.
You're going to be the stuntman in the film I'm making for ScreenTest.
Oh. Well, how about that?
Ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
All the trailers, all the movies being released this week. Joining us is David Wall Rice from Morehouse College. And the game is this. We don't review the movies. They're either art movies,
right,
or their
escape
movies, okay? Starting with Iron Man, all right?
Billionaire and industrialist. And I just want to add that John came up with that, of course. Art
right,
or escape.
Palm it up on me, all right? Let's go. Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man. Which one is this?
Escape, clearly.
Escape?
Yeah.
Well, just say a little about the movie. It's a billionaire industrialist inventor gets kidnapped in a war zone and is forced to build a devastating weapon.
It's Michael Bay. I mean, that is Escape.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay.
How about the Son of Rambo, or a send-up of the Rambo movies?
Right.
Britain gets a hold of a Rambo movie and sets out to make his own sequel. Boy, growing up in 1980s.
Yeah, that seems artsy, but it has a little escapism in it, too.
Artsy?
It's got to be escape.
You know. Rambo?
It's spelled differently.
R-A-M-B-O-W.
Yes, exactly.
All right, this one's easy. Maid of Honor, M-A-D-E of Honor. Patrick Dempsey, Michelle Monaghan. A woman convinces her male friend to be her maid of honor in Scotland.
Escape.
I'm saying escape.
It's like chick flick, right?
It's Can't Buy Me Love.
You go
in
with
2008,
yep.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so.
Other movies this weekend, there's Mamet, David Mamet. I guess that means art right there, right?
But Tim Allen's in
the Red Belt.
The thing is, yeah, and that seems like it's a little bit of a Karate Kid grows up. And so I've seen some of the clips from it. It actually looked kind of escapish.
Really?
Yeah.
So that is, Red Belt is about a struggling jiu-jitsu teacher who rubs shoulders with Tim Allen, the movie star, and ends up with debts that are harder to pay. I love this one. Mr. Lonely, a Michael Jackson impersonator finds like-minded people at a commune in the Scottish Highlands. Emotionally charged antics ensue.
Yeah, I think that's art.
It's really forced art.
Yeah. Forced art.
Like
postmodern art.
No, yeah. New category, though. There's escape, there's art, and there's forced art.
Forced art.
Forced
art.
And then there's Fugitive Pieces. A writer must face the buried memories of his childhood during World War II if he wants to keep his true love, based on the best-selling novel by Anne Michaels.
What do you think? Yeah. Is it art? Is it escape?
Art.
If you see a movie this weekend, log on to our website and leave your words of mouth. We'll be back. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thank you.